Welcome to the Pro Photographer Interview Series, episode number 26. This is Shamira Young with you from Zenjoyable.com. In this episode, I wanted to talk about some of the key tools that have been recommended by the photographers in the past episodes, as well as some super useful resources and tools that I'm using in my own photography business. This will be just me today chatting with you again, and I wanted to split it up from the previous episode, number 25, just so that it's not too overwhelming for you. I've got 10 tools to talk about, so let's get to it. And by the way, links to all of these resources will be included in the show notes. First, I want to talk about a couple software tools. The first one that comes to mind, and it's one that I have started using as a result of this interview series, has been Lightroom. It's been mentioned repeatedly, and I finally incorporated it into my workflow, and I have to say it makes a ton of difference. If you are not yet using Lightroom, I would highly recommend that you at least give it a shot, at least give it a try. I just got done with a pretty big wedding recently, and Lightroom drastically shortened the time it took to turn those photos around and get them to the proofing stage with my client. I pulled out far less of my hair this time. I don't think I pulled out any of my hair. So it was really, really great. Phil Ebener from episode number 2 actually has a Lightroom crash course. It's online. It has awesome reviews. At the time of this recording, it has almost a couple thousand students. So I will include that reference in the show notes. Also, Phil Steele, that's STEELE. He has a great Lightroom course as well, and I will include a link to his in the show notes as well. Oh, and his course is called Lightroom Made Easy, and Phil Ebener's course is called Adobe Lightroom 5 Master Training Complete Crash Course. The second recommendation I want to talk about is TopazLabs.com. It's a series of plugins. There are a lot, 14 or 15, I want to say. And I use 3 or 4 of them. I have found them to be immensely helpful. In particular, Topaz Denoise has saved my behind a fair amount when I was first starting out doing professional photography for people. In particular, there was a wedding, the very first wedding that I ever did. My night shots during the reception were grainy as all get out, and I was flipping out, freaking out. I found this software. They offer a free, kind of a free time period where you can use them. So that's what I did, and I had to buy it. And so I did. They also, as I mentioned, offer a host of other plugins. I'm looking on their site right now. They do have a series of plugins that help stylize your photos. They have plugins that help, there's one called Topaz Clarity, where it brings out the definition in your photos. They have Topaz Detailed, Topaz and Focus, Lens Effects. They have a masking tool that will help your life be much easier if you are frequently having to cut out subjects in your photos, and so they are definitely worth taking a look at. As I mentioned, they do have a free trial period, and if you use the coupon code ZENJOYABLE, you will get 15% off any product in their store. So again, that's ZENJOYABLE to get a percentage off. Okay, let's move on to item number 3. This is a social media tool, Buffer. It's actually bufferapp.com. If you haven't heard of it, you should definitely look into it. You can essentially write a bunch of posts at one time and then have those posted to your social media profiles at different parts of the day. A lot of people have found it immensely helpful, and I know with particularly people running their own businesses, their own small businesses like photographers, it can be quite time consuming trying to keep up with social media as well as the rest of your business. So it's definitely worth considering any tool that will make your life easier. So again, that's bufferapp.com. Damian Franco from episodes 3 and 4 actually recommended this, and he knows quite a bit about social media. When I was initially making this list, I did not plan to include any actual lenses just because people use such a variety of equipment. However, I have to recommend this lens because it is quite sweet. It is the Sigma 18-35 1.8, it just came out. It's a gem. It's pretty darn affordable compared to comparable lenses out there with it. Some photographers say it's like having a couple prime lenses in one lens. It's so popular, actually, that at the time of me recording this, there's a backlog for the Canon mount series in the US. I had to run to Canada to get mine. I was that impatient. Just a note, it is for cropped frame APS-C sensors only, so if you have a full frame camera, it will not work properly. Just a heads up. But like I said, this is a great lens if you're working with an APS-C sensor. I used it in the last wedding that I did, and I mean, this thing is awesome. It brought my photography up to a whole new level, and it was at a price that I could afford. Yes. Even with the more expensive Canadian taxes, I was able to afford it. It's great. They have it on Amazon. I'll throw a link in there too, so you can check it out. It has a ton of awesome reviews, people raving about it. It's a very, very nice lens by Sigma. Okay, item number 5. Since we're on the topic of lenses and hardware, lensrentals.com is an online rental service that I have used a couple times now. And I've used it for, actually, both lenses and camera bodies. I rented the Sigma 18-35 before I bought it just to test it out from lensrentals.com. And I also recently rented an extra camera body, actually an upgrade from what I have for the wedding that I just did. And both times, it has been a nice, smooth experience. Their customer service is great. Their prices are pretty affordable as well. Another service out there which I have not used is called Borrow Lenses. I think that's borrowlenses.com. And they get pretty good reviews as well. So either one of those, really. Some people will recommend renting equipment before you buy it, just so that you can try it out. I really don't think that's a bad idea, as long as it's not eating up too much of your money. I've enjoyed doing it. I guess the only problem is every time I rent something there, I never want to return it because I'm always renting something that's nicer than what I have. And with the camera, with the current camera body that I have right now, it's actually not too difficult to find something nicer. But yeah, when it came time to ship the material back, I remember thinking, I wonder if they're going to mind, if they'll notice if I ship back my old material. Yeah, they would definitely notice. So check them out when you get a chance. Okay, moving on, item number 6. We're going to talk about some learning tools next, because we've had a few very helpful online learning sites recommended by our photographers in the interview series. So the first one I'm going to talk about is lynda.com. That is lynda.com. It's a great resource, online resource for online learning for business topics. They have some creative topics on there. Super practical. I've used it myself, and it's a very affordable monthly subscription. I think it's $25. $19 or $20. It's under 30 right now. So I would definitely check that out. You get way more than your money's worth. Super useful. Another one is kelby1.com. And this is specifically for photography courses taught through videos. Also, a ton of useful content up there. Another one, item number 8, we're at number 8 already, is creativelive.com. Those are online courses for the creative mind, and they've got some very high quality stuff up there. So check those out. The great thing about the digital age that we're living in right now is that there are a ton of online resources and online courses. And so the three that I just mentioned, lynda.com, kelby1.com, and creativelive.com, are some of the best ones out there. Very high quality. When you're looking for an online course platform or provider, you really have to filter through to find the good quality these days, because so many people are putting courses up. So those are three good ones. All right, we are on item number 9, and since we're on the topic of online courses for photographers, I want to talk about some passive income opportunities that we have as photographers. The nice thing about knowing a skill is that you can teach it to other people. And so for that reason, I want to recommend skillfeed.com, and they are a part of Shutterstock, very established company. And Skillfeed itself, that portion of the company, is the online learning portion. They are relatively new. And what they do, they offer a host of online courses ranging from photography to email marketing to web design. It has a lot of potential if you're looking to create online courses about your photography or how to run a photography business, for example, and make some passive income. It's also an awesome course if you're looking to take classes as well. But really, I'm recommending this one as a passive income opportunity. I've been on it since last year. And I have to say, the earnings started off slow in the beginning, to the point where I was a little bit discouraged. And I'm like, oh, what's the point? However, as the months have gone on and as I've added more online courses, it's been really, really encouraging. I'll throw up a screenshot of my earnings in the show notes so that you can see down to the penny what I've been making this year. And at the moment, I will say I'm not making enough on a monthly basis to make my mortgage payment, but it's covering my groceries and a bit of my car insurance, which is really, really nice. Things like this take time. It's definitely not a get-rich-quick type of scheme at all. You really have to create valuable online courses that will help people. That's the main point of all this. You want to help people. It's not just to get money. However, if you include this strategy in your, let's call it your passive income portfolio, which is definitely a useful thing to have when you're running your own business, it can be a very nice background cushion of money coming in. As photographers, we really work hard for our money. I totally get that. And because of that fact, it makes me appreciate passive income so much more. A little bit more about Skillfeed. They pay by the minute. So users, on the flip side, users are charged a low monthly fee to access all of the courses. From the teacher's side, when I log into my dashboard, I get to see how many minutes of each of my courses have been viewed per month. And the earnings per minute, it does fluctuate. They use an algorithm where you get a percentage of the profits that they make every month. And I can say that over the past year, average earnings per minute have gone up, encouragingly so, enough to make me want to stick with this for a while. So it's skillfeed.com. I encourage you to take a look at it and just consider it. The next online learning platform I want to talk about, our item number 10, is udemy.com. That's U, D as in dog, E, M as in Mary, Y, udemy.com. It's an online course platform where, once again, has a great variety of classes where you can learn business skills, you can learn life skills, but also it's a great opportunity for instructors as well. I have some classes up there, not as many as Skillfeed at this time. Their payment model is different from Skillfeed in that you can make your course free or you can set a price for your course, which you can change later if you so choose. And so it's also not as passive as Skillfeed in that in Skillfeed right now, when you put a course up, there's not much interaction as far as students asking you questions or needing personal attention or hand holding. With Udemy, it's a bit different in that their students are a little more active. Some instructors prefer to interact with their students, which I totally get. I totally understand that personal satisfaction. So you'll definitely get more of that with Udemy. With Skillfeed, you know, some instructors just want to put stuff out there and have it be more passive, which I totally get that too. And so that's Skillfeed. So actually, I mean, a lot of people, you'll find a lot of instructors that are using Udemy are also on Skillfeed and vice versa. And so you'll see a lot of the same people in the Facebook groups, which is kind of funny. So you kind of get the best of both worlds. But yes, I would check out Udemy and see which one works for you, or maybe both of them work for you. But you know, like I said, watching that passive income grow, it makes your life easier. I know for me, it gives me far fewer sleepless nights about how I'm going to pay my bills, which is really, really nice because I need my sleep. I like my sleep. So that brings us to number 10 already. The 10 tool recommendations that I want to give to you. And actually, just for listening to the very end of the episode, I'm going to give you an extra one. I'm going to give you number 11. This is photographersedit.com. Again, that's photographersedit.com. And this is a service that I have recently discovered. And basically what it does is you can upload your photos to their servers and they will retouch your photos for you. They will cull your photos for you. They can also post straight to your Zenfolio account, put them into your account for you, as well as a couple others as well. Some of the more popular ones. And I actually recommended this to a recent photographer friend of mine, and he got really excited because one of his big pains was a large amount of time seem to pass between the actual wedding. This was, for him, it was weddings in particular. He'd have the wedding, and then it would take him weeks and weeks to process his photos. And he has super busy. He has a bunch going on in his life, and it was hard for him to sit down and process these photos. And so I recommended photographersedit.com to him, and he actually signed up, I think, within 24 hours and sent me this super excited email about how it's going to make his life easier. And I told him to let me know how good of a job they do. I've signed up with photographersedit.com, but I have not had a chance to use them yet. So just so you know, I have not used this service yet, but it looks like it's very promising for busy photographers, and their prices are pretty darn good. Definitely something you can work into your whatever photography package fee that you're charging your clients. So that's worth taking a look at. And actually, if anyone has used photographersedit.com, feel free to let me know. And that goes for the other tools that I've recommended today as well. Feel free to leave a comment in the show notes. I love having discussions that really help us make our photography businesses more efficient, because then that makes our lives so much easier, and then we're able to enjoy life more. Okay. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If there are any tools that I left out that I didn't mention at all that you use on a regular basis and you think we should know about, then please let us know in the comments. I'm always super interested to hear what other photographers are using. Our next episode will be another awesome interview, so get ready, get prepared, and I will talk to you again soon.